Step to the toss and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come. Walt Deptula Road Rage, you know,
I mean, really.
I thought those damn armadillos were gone, and then last night, like at midnight, I saw them again. And they were under my front steps.
I don't know if I remember this conversation.
Yeah.
You got armadillos in your yard?
Yeah. I mean, I had never seen them before, ever. And then, I mean, I guess this could have been while you were gone. I don't know, but I got home around midnight and I heard this sound in the edge of the driveway in the woods, and I'm like, that's not a sound I know. And I'm watching and the sound keeps moving closer and closer, and I'm thinking, this is strange, because whatever this is actually coming towards me. And you know, and you would think like animals would not come towards you.
Yeah.
And then I see these two, you know, tank-like things, one after another, coming out of the woods, coming right up the driveway, and I realized, oh my God, they're friggin' armadillos. I have read some horrific things about armadillos. They can ruin the foundation of your home.
Really?
Etc. Yeah, and you know, of course, they carry leprosy too, which is another.
I remember this conversation now, because I remember the leprosy thing.
Oh, see?
Thing.
See?
Oh, yeah. So this is the sound you heard when you thought you heard Bigfoot on your property?
That's funny.
The armadillos?
Yeah, that'd be false. That'd be very, very false.
You said.
No, that'd be very, very false.
You said. That'd be very, very false.
What I heard that one time only. Yeah. I'm never saying Bigfoot, but that one time, one time only was. Arr!
Oh, see, now you could have warned me.
And it did that three times, and then there was a pause, and another three times, and then the bamboo parted like the Red Sea, and then it was gone. I never saw it. I don't know what it was. I just know. This was right after I made fun of all those people who claimed they had seen Bigfoot.
Yeah, JJ, it was right after.
JJ, what's the guy's name? Trucker there.
Aaron?
Aaron? It's close. It's close. Not quite Aaron. What is it?
I don't know. My guess was Aaron.
Yeah, well, you're warm. In any case, starts with an A. We're close enough. In any case, you know, these people both swear they had seen Bigfoot in my area, in my area. And there are a lot of sightings in my area. And we busted them just like we busted Matt Moneymaker's chops.
Yeah.
And then that happened. And it was the weirdest thing, because there's always noises, right? There's all, you know, it feels like Animal Kingdom. Like there's always noises going on. But at like 11:30 that night, there was not a single sound. It was like it just went stone silent, and it was just eerie. And I was standing on my front porch thinking, man, this is strange. I don't hear anything. And that's when that sound and that activity happened. And for the first time ever, I've been in the wild my whole life. I've been growled at, you know, attacked, other things. This is the first time I felt something up my neck. I mean, I ran for the gun. Obviously I never saw that again. And I'm familiar with all the sounds of all the native stuff. It wasn't any of them. So, you know, maybe some lunatic, you know, had a tiger or something on the list. Who knows? You never know.
Yeah,
I
could have been somebody. Somebody got away.
I don't know. All I know is that I didn't find those Bigfoot stories as amusing after that.
No. No,
I just paid
little respect to JJ.
Right, I just have no explanation for what happened, and it's never happened again. And I'm glad. And I don't really like to talk about it, but thank you.
But there you are.
Yeah, thank you there, Kevin. How are you, Kevin? Good to have you.
I'm doing good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, today. Kevin. Thank you for getting in.
Oh, listen, I heard you earlier in the week, and you were going pretty hard on Dabo, and it surprised me. I mean, it really did. But I enjoyed hearing what you had to say.
Yeah. I don't know if I was going hard on Dabo. I was going hard on that performance.
Well, let me tell you something.
And discussing the need to fix it.
Hard on a performance, you cut me off. So I'm just was trying to figure out how the difference was. I was quite enjoying what you had to say.
Oh,
because
well,
it was exactly right on.
Well,
now,
I appreciate
you
that.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, what you and I saw was tragic. That's what I have to say about it. It was just tragic. And, you know, Clemson's better than that. They got more money than that. I mean, let's face it. So, but I was just wanting to ask you what the difference was, basically, of
well, I can't answer you because I can't answer you, Kevin, because I don't know the specifics of the situation you're referencing. I mean, you're saying you said this when?
I'm sorry?
You're saying
this has been a couple of months ago. I called in and I was complaining about Dabo not going to the portal, having a 6-year guy replace, you know, Klubnik, and the guy's been there 6 years, and you saw what happened.
Well, look, I don't think I cut you off because I've questioned that all along. I mean, I said all off season that Clemson needed a transfer portal quarterback, and I'm of the opinion today that Clemson still needs a transfer portal quarterback because I don't think either one of these guys is the answer this year.
I don't. We will agree to that.
Yeah.
I was just devastated the fact that, you know, I know Dabo's philosophy and all that. He wants to develop these players, and I'm sorry that the portal has replaced that. I mean, yes,
yeah,
you're going to find
it's a speed dating world
find,
now.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. What?
It's a speed dating world now. The courtship stuff is over. You don't have time for it.
I agree with that. We're going to agree with that. Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, that was my thought, but I enjoyed hearing what you had
to say.
Thank
you, Kevin.
Because everything you said was right on.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Good talking to you. I just think that philosophically, some changes have to be made because the talent level's not good enough. I mean, it's just not to compete nationally. I mean, this doesn't take a genius. You look at the teams that are at the top of the country, and Clemson just doesn't have players like that. They've got a few, but not enough. And, you know, back in prime Dabo, you had lots of these guys. They were everywhere. And you don't have that makeup. You look at the line of scrimmage, and you know, essentially from a talent standpoint, you have Jacobs. And on the defensive line of scrimmage, you have Held. And that's pretty much it at this point. That's not enough. I mean, you can't have one guy on each side that has ability. Now, some of these other guys have some talent, but they haven't shown it yet. We need to see a lot more out of Lawson. Now, look. You were going up against a $4 million tackle in pass pro who's probably the best pass pro tackle in the country. And so, you know, Held had to face him. Others had to face him. You weren't going to affect the quarterback going up against that guy in that realm as a pass protector. He's still not great as a run blocker, but I think he's getting better in that regard too. And so... You know, you weren't going to get home going against him. And so, you know, maybe moving forward, we see more from the defensive ends. I thought that Lawson would have a pretty good year statistically. We'll see if that happens. That needs to happen for this team. But in terms of, you know, right now, special players, you know, you have Held defensively on that defensive front, and you have Jacobs, who I think is going to be that moving forward. You know, Jacobs was involved in a couple of misses. He got beat on an inside counter move once. He had a bad MA once that everybody saw and acted like that was the whole truth about his performance, but it really wasn't. That wasn't really the whole truth about his performance. He really was pretty solid for the most part. He looks the part. Athletically, he fits the part. You know, his dad, I think his dad was a little frustrated with some of the fan response, but he doesn't suck, you know. He was not one of these fathers is interfering in that type of stuff. He wasn't doing that. He just made an innocent comment on Twitter. I actually responded saying that, yeah, you know, look, I think he played pretty well, and I think his future is incredibly bright. I mean, I think Jacob's future is incredibly bright. He's the most talented guy on either line of scrimmage, by far. By far. I mean, it's not even close. And so, and again, he comes from good stock. You know, I don't think people realize this. You know, Brandon Jacobs, his dad, he played in a super talented backfield before leaving Auburn. That backfield had Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown in it. And it's one of the best backfields ever assembled. But do you know that the best pro out of that group, despite the fact that Williams and Brown were both drafted like in the first five or six picks, do you know that the best pro out of that group was actually Jacobs? He was the best pro. Jacobs and Brown both rushed for over 5,000 yards, but Brown did it over like a 13-year career and averaged like 3.8 yards a carry. Jacobs averaged 4.5 yards a carry. That is a big friggy number for a 6'5", 260-pound running back. 4.5, that puts you in the Derrick Henry, you know, Jim Brown general kind of category. I mean, and he sort of was that. I mean, he was a 6'5", 260-pound athletic, fairly explosive running back for his size. And so in his pro career, he rushed for over 5,000 yards. I think he scored 60 touchdowns, and which is way more than Brown and Williams combined, and he averaged 4.5 yards per, and, you know, and that includes all those carries down near the goal lines. So, you know, the father was really athletic and really talented. And the son is too, you know. So there's part of your reason for hope right there, moving forward. So we'll talk about more of this. We've got to get to all these other games too. All right, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna take a break here, and when we get back, it will be KD and Allen. I'm coming right to you.
Scrolling again? Well, you might as well follow us while you're at it. Find The Roar on X, Instagram, and TikTok at The Roar FM to get even more content from all your favorite hosts. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, let me tell you about Moretti's. By the way, Ramona, what's the most important thing about Moretti's? That you and I are supposed to place an order with them. That's the most important thing. And so we've got to get our order together for Moretti's. And, oh, man, we're going to try a bunch of stuff, Jeff. We got to get loaded up here. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is the move. It's just a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville. Exit onto Butler Road toward Malden. You're there in about a half a mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo New York-style favorites. Authentic, real Buffalo stone oven pizza with thicker than New York City crust. Light, crisp, never doughy. It's unbelievable. Ramona and I have had the pizza. We've also had the incredible, authentic buffalo wings that you can only get at Moretti's or by going to Buffalo. That's right. They're just, you have to try them. They're just better. They're the real deal. Ramona and I have had those too. Unbelievable. Then the beef on whack. It's a Buffalo classic. Have it for lunch. Have it for dinner. You know, again, why go fast food when you go to Moretti's and get a beef on whack? It's thin sliced roast beef. Takes them 8 hours to cook it. They pile it high on a sea salt caraway roll with horseradish and odd juice. It's a Buffalo classic, a power lunch favorite. Again, are you kidding me? Are you going through the fast food line or are you going to hit Moretti's for a beef on whack at lunch? Moretti's also has subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, salads, calzones, pastas, appetizers, full bar, more, plus a full bar, great sports bar vibe, especially their famous Little John Coliseum table. And let me remind you, all football games, okay? Every Clemson football game, every South Carolina football game, they're on at Moretti's. They have big screen TVs everywhere. So you can go enjoy the games, all of the games, and meanwhile, chow down the... Every time I think Aaron Rodgers can't get weirder or stranger, something else happens.
No.
The music's playing, the regional music is playing, and I'm reading this Aaron Rodgers thing that pops up in front of me. I'm not even sure I really want to read this.
Is it the off season? Right? It's the off season.
Season's starting.
Did it start already? Oh, yeah, that's right. It starts in August. Okay.
But.
What, did he trip? Hurt his ankle?
No. This has to do with his ex-fiancee, actress Shailene Woodley.
Of course, you never heard of her.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea who that is. But she apparently told him.
Oh, no. Am I going to like her?
I don't think you'll like either one of these two.
No? Okay.
She apparently told him that she had to go do some other male the days after they got engaged.
I'm sorry?
You heard me right. I'm trying to say this. Yeah.
She went with some other dude after they got engaged.
Yeah, she
engaged.
Told him days after they got engaged that she had to go be with somebody else.
She left him days after they got engaged?
Days after.
Well, I mean, how long did she know him? I mean, come on.
No, she wasn't leaving him. She was saying, she was telling him, according to Aaron Rodgers, that a couple days after that she told him, you know, before we get married, I got to go and do this.
What? Because this is what I got, man.
I just don't even know what to say.
Tell people that?
Look,
isn't that something you never tell?
Exactly, 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 exactly. And here's the thing, Aaron. I got news for you. I got news for you. She wouldn't do this to the cashier at the grocery store. Why?
Oh my God.
Why is she allowed to do it to you, my man?
He's got to go back in the box.
Where does it even come from? If you tell the cashier at the grocery store, I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
But if you tell the cashier at the grocery store that you're thinking of doing this, he's going to tell you to blank off.
Yeah, even, in other words, you're saying even somebody with no money.
Right, no money, maybe not a future. You know, the 40-year-old working the register at the grocery store. Right, he's going to say blank off, B.
Yeah. Are they...
that's what he's going to say, but not Aaron Rodgers.
No, and he tells everybody.
Right, the fact that she thinks she can do this to you, dude, is all you need to know.
That's a red flag.
Red flag? It's like something way beyond a red flag. Like, I've never heard this anywhere.
She didn't even use a red flag. She just told him flat out.
Right. Like, hey, loser, I'm only going to marry you because people have heard of you. But before I do that,
I'm going to have some kind of memory.
Because I know I'm not getting any from you. every single day, Ramona.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We have to play this.
All the answers are right inside me, and I touched many of them, and definitely the feelings on both sides during the darkness, and I'm thankful for that time.
I understand it now.
Yeah. I didn't say I didn't understand it.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. I understand it now.
Talking about his side.
Yeah, it's perfectly understandable. The whole thing is perfectly understandable, including how these two found each other.
Yeah.
I mean, these people can't be any more weird. They just can't be any more strange. I mean, it's just the reality of it. Congratulations, Steelers. Your new quarterback, Pittsburgh. Oh my God, dude, have some friggin' self-respect. I mean, seriously.
And don't tell anyone.
Right. It's just
that's not a positive on your side.
It's just this guy. Man. The whole thing is so strange. I mean, you didn't
weird.
Know any of this like earlier in the process. Like you couldn't tell right off she was trouble. I mean, I have no idea, man. I am. Just none.
She's not heard any of the stories.
Right.
How could you even get engaged?
Right. By the way, none of you six people on hold are allowed to even speak about this, just so we're clear.
That's
not how it works.
We're allowed to say things.
Right,
that you're
we know what we can and can't say, and you do not. KD, what's going on, KD?
Yo, what's up, Walt there? How you doing, man?
How you doing, KD?
Listen.
So what are you? You're like the interpreter? Is that what you're telling me for like the previous caller?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly right. Let me speak. I'm the middleman for Kevin that has been calling once a month for the past 3 months. And I keep trying to tell him to speak his heart, but he stutters every time it's time for him to talk. His belief, and here's the thing. He believes that you're in bed with Dabo. Anytime bad things are said about Dabo, you just want to hang up on him. And then I'm here to be the middleman to make sure that everybody is clear on what needs to be said. So his problem is, again, we don't have a quarterback. Dabo ain't got enough money. Walked up Tula, it sleeps beside Dabo and probably whatever y'all do with each other. And I'm just here to clarify everything that we
okay,
were
let me
being,
clarify something
little
for you.
Girl.
Let me clarify something for you, KD. You're a B. Get off my phone line. You know, again, you're clarifying nothing. You're a little baby. I mean, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry. You two friggin' idiots have listened to me this week and say that? Me. You've listened to things I've said and say that? Never again, little interpreter B. Never again. Because whatever you think about your friend and his stuttering, you're a lot dumber than he is. You might be the dumbest person who's ever called me. So you can save all that. I mean, and you sound like an 8-year-old. You know, Kevin may stutter, but he sounded like an adult. You sound like an 8-year-old. Again, it's astonishing that any moron could call me after the things that I've gone through this week and said and suggest that. You can't fix stupid, though. I mean, look, I've done this a long time. And I've heard some dumb people before, but dude, you're the dumbest person who has ever called this show. Kevin is a friggin' genius and a wordsmith compared to you. I see you up there. I see you. You want to break here, Ramon? Is that it?
I thought that would be a good idea.
All right, let's do that. All six. What was that? All six lines are lit. I'm coming right to you.
The Tigers are finally back in Death Valley. Get ready for an action-packed game day as Clemson returns to Memorial Stadium for their home opening clash with Georgia Southern. Tune into the Clemson Athletic Network starting at 4:30 p.m. for the Tiger Tailgate Show, which leads all the way up to a 7:30 p.m. kickoff with Don Munson on the call. For every snap, all season long, the Clemson Athletic...
Good idea to call you and run that take. Wow.
I know.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Zach. Texter 276 says, you're the man. I'm serious. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Appreciate the kind words. All right, we have lots to get to. We have six presumably smarter people on
hold. Not hard.
That's true. It's a low bar.
It's a very low bar.
The funny thing is, Ramona, the last couple of days, they've been so good. The callers have been so good.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing is, Ramona, that guy is criticizing his friend who stutters. That guy.
Yeah, first of all, I didn't hear any stuttering, but the other guy was much better.
A genius compared to him. All right, back to the phones here. It is, where are we here, Ramona? It's Jason in Columbia first. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you.
Oh, look at that. You said we got smarter people on the line. Boom. Cue up, Jason. Low bar. Low bar,
dear.
My friend. I have long depended on low expectations. So,
well, you look,
appreciate that.
Well, the good news then, Jason, is you came in at a perfect time.
Exactly. Yes.
There's only one way for you to go. It's a little like Clemson football.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, coming in at the perfect time, I got two hits of news for you.
All right.
Finally, someone has listened to us. 2027 football season starts out Cupcake City, baby, in the Valley, Georgia State, coming week, what used to be week zero, I guess, is now week one. So they, because, you know, Dave Doran had let it slip that we were going to open 2027 on the road in Raleigh.
Yeah.
So I guess that's week two now.
Yeah.
So I say hallelujah. We needed it. Maybe the coaches can get them prepared for Georgia State. That's not too much to ask, I hope. So anyway.
We'll find out Saturday. We'll find out Saturday how the whole Georgia thing works. So we'll get a sneak preview.
But at least it's not the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, how sad is that I'm saying that? I hate Georgia. You know what? They're number two on my hate list behind South Carolina. How sad is that I have to just be joyful it's not them? So, and then the other big news, I mean, looks like Graham Neff has had enough. He's calling in the ultimate professional to get Dabo the help he needs. Dr. Rick. Dabo is turning into his parents the last couple of years, and Dr. Rick and Progressive. Clemson just announced a partnership with Progressive Insurance. I'm not joking.
Okay.
It's on Twitter.
Well,
it's an official Progressive tag with a paw.
Well, good.
So I don't know if that's going on the jersey, but hey, money, money, money. We need it.
Yeah.
So I got no problem with that. Bring on Dr. Rick. Hey, so Walt, I wanted to ask you, you know, I'm kind of in agreement with you as far as, you know, I joked with Faxon and Sam earlier this morning. The dual quarterback thing here, it ain't exactly Bill Walsh picking between Joe Montana and Steve Young, I don't think. But
no,
I'm in the camp. I think we talked about earlier this week. I just basically would rather let them take their lumps with Reynolds. If the offensive line's going to wet the bed the whole season, which they didn't, as bad as some people are making it out to
right.
be, but certainly Bazine is more of a sitting duck back there. He's just not an instinctive runner. Tate at least has some physical tools. Like you said, he didn't really play a senior season, which is funny because he showed up looking like a 35-year-old. I mean, dude is jacked. And so he's got the physical development. And I'm just like, look, man.
Hopefully not too much so.
Yeah. I know that Dabo said we could go 11-1 to Chapel, but I'm going to bet against that and say that we're not really going to do anything of consequence this season, so might as well give the young guy the chance. But here's my question, Walt. I still think they're going to come out and start Vezina.
They are.
Okay?
They're going to start Vezina. They actually said Vezina graded out better, too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and so if Vezina, let's say Vezina gets in a game.
Yeah.
And let's say best case scenario, it turns into like App State a couple years ago, where he's throwing four touchdowns in the first half.
Well, don't forget, App State started a short, fat, slow safety.
With the worst safety play.
Right.
Yes, yeah. It looked like Clemson when we had dudes last year at safety.
I think that was probably the worst safety play I've ever seen in a college football game. They started a short, fat, slow safety. I swear they got that guy out of the stands.
Well, you want to know where Clemson football's been the last 5 years? The loudest pop in Death Valley the last 5 years. You tell me if I'm lying. Since 2019, really, more than 5 years. The loudest pop in Death Valley was against dang Appalachian State
probably.
On that one touch, that first touchdown play. That tells you all you need to know.
Yeah.
Used to be a loud pop for beating Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Even though he had a great game. Don't get me triggered, Walt. I know he had a great game. But, you know, used to be getting a loud pop for that. Now we have a loud pop for App State.
Yeah.
But anyway, but listen, if you're the coach and you see Vezina tear it up and do what he's supposed to do, in the interest of rhythm and just having a pulse on offense, do you just let him go? Or do you still interject, you know, Tate into the mix, knowing that we got Belichick, who suddenly at least looks like he has a pulse on defense especially, and then you got Taj Lapoy at Cal on a short week after that. I mean, what are your thoughts?
I think they want Vezina to be the quarterback right now. I think that's where they are. I think they want to try and win some games, and I still think they think that the experience matters and that Vezina still gives them the best chance to win. I'm not sure that's wrong, by the way. I think that this is not an ideal choice to me, okay? This is not a choice that I would have had to make because I would have gone out and got a quarterback. But I will say this. I do think this. I think everything is going to look better from this point on. Now, whether that's pyrite, fool's gold, or not, remains to be seen. But I think everything is going to look better. The offensive line played their worst game of the year. They will play better the rest of the season in every game. I think Vezina will play better in every game than he's played than he played against LSU. I think LSU was a particularly nasty test case scenario, given the inexperience. Again, one thing that I worried about all offseason was there's no experience in the entire backfield, none. And people ignored that fact. They ignored the one start for Vezina and a home start at that. You know, and we somehow, you know, I even brought this up to people. Even like in a conversation I had with Kwok on air, I said, you know, the problem is, you know, if I said this about somebody else, like if I said this about Florida State, for example, I said they're going to start a quarterback on the road at LSU at night who has one career start, who's been in the system 3 years. You would say they have no chance. And yet we ignored it.
Yeah.
We collectively ignored it. And the reality was the whole situation was bad. The offensive line against Baker, which I knew was going to be a problem, and then the inexperience of the quarterback, the inexperience at key positions that you have to have experience at, that every metric, every analytical factoid regarding quarterback play requires experience, and Clemson just didn't have any of it. So I honestly think the worst is over. I don't think Miami would be this bad. I think the worst is over. Now, again, does that mean everything's going to magically right itself? No. I still think Clemson is, I don't know, the sixth, seventh best team in the ACC.
We lack dudes.
I just don't think there's enough. I just don't think there's enough talent.
Hey, I know we got other people online, so I'll go with this. This is how the week is going. While I'm on the phone with you, get a text on my work phone. I'm reading this verbatim. It says, Jason, wellness check. I think Rhett Lashley is your next guy. That's from one of my friends. Just, I mean, it's been that all week long, Walt. It's been that, some version of that all week long. So, well, anyway.
Rhett Lashley is somebody's next guy.
The hair on my neck standing up.
There you go. Thank you, Jason. Yeah. I think Lashley is someone's next guy, unless he's just SMU's next guy, because SMU can probably equal the money for that of anybody else. So, you know, people don't have to move like they used to. They could stay right where they are and be rich and be happy and maybe not have the pressure of some of these other situations. Like if you're at Lashley, do you want to walk into Florida State? I mean, historically you would, and there are certain recruiting advantages that you might have, although Norvell certainly hasn't been able to capitalize on that. Back to the phones. It is Tiger Ward. Tiger Ward, how are you, Tiger Ward? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Good talking to you. How you been?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Hey, Walt, question I have. On this, we talk about the importance of the quarterback play, of course, and the experience that Vezina didn't have. And so I've been throwing out this idea that back to the Pinstripe Bowl when he played, Dabo played Klubnik the whole time.
Yep.
I'm wondering why did he didn't play Vezina in that? Was there a lot of money on the line for us to win if he played Klubnik? Is that what happened in that?
I think, and this is just my opinion, Gord, but I think it's a loyalty thing. You know, Cade Klubnik had been the starting quarterback here. This was going to be his last game. You know, it's a big bowl game against another big name team, and I think that's how Dabo viewed it. And I think they felt that Klubnik gave them the best chance to win, which, again, I think some people found disconcerting regarding the prospects of Vezina being the starter this year. That if Klubnik, as badly as he played last year, gave Clemson the best chance to win, what did it really say about Vezina? I don't know where to draw the line in that deal. I don't know whether that is just plain correct or whether it was just a loyalty to Cade Klubnik. I'm not sure. Again, I wanted to see more of Vezina after SMU. I thought it was important for this year to see more of Vezina. Dabo Swinney, of course, his job is still to coach the football team and to win games. And so I think it's probably clear now that whether Cade was bad or not, that he probably gave Clemson the best chance to win. So then the one other point you're left with, Ward, and I think this is your point, it's, well, are you playing to win games last year in a 7-6 season, or are you playing to win games? Are you starting to set your mind to this year and preparation for this year? Clemson opted for the prior.
So good question, good point. But by the end of the year, we're in the bowl, and that's why I was just thinking it. That would have been the great time to play Vezina, knowing. And you know, I remember you talking yesterday, and I listened to you about you're up at 3 a.m. judging talent, whatever. Yeah. You understand the importance. When we had Trevor and Deshaun, we were one heck of a football team. Yeah. And we've gone a long way. And, you know, he's tried to convince us that DJ was good. And I understand with a high school 5-star, you never know how they're going to transition.
That's it.
But you know, we all know that Vezina with no experience, I'll tell you a quick one. I talked to Mickey last year. And we said, I said, Mickey, who's going to be our quarterback? And Mickey said, ask yourself this question. Is there anyone on the roster that can lead us to the promised land? And the obvious answer was no. So I said, so Mickey, where are we going to get a quarterback? He said, portal, portal, portal. Why he didn't go in the portal, yeah. I don't know. But here we are.
Well, I was with Mickey because I've been saying portal quarterback for Clemson the entire offseason. I thought that's the direction they would go in. And when you see a guy like Keenholz go from Ohio State to Louisville, was certainly in Clemson's price range, and excel like he did, it makes you wonder even more. Tiger Ward, I got to run.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHD-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Listen up, South Carolina. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. The DraftKings Sports app is now live in all 50 states. And this September, DraftKings is giving customers the opportunity to get boosted every football game day, all month long. DraftKings customers can get a profit boost on select football games. One app, every sport, all 50 states. New DraftKings customers sign up with the code 1055THEROAR. Spend just $5 and get 200 in total rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code 1055THEROAR in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours. Event trading offered by DraftKings Predictions, a CFTC registered futures commission merchant. Trading involves risk of loss. Market availability varies. Eligibility restrictions apply. $50 in non-withdrawable prediction dollars issued every 7 days via click to claim for 21 days. Prediction dollars expire in 1 year. One football boost per customer. Maximum trade limits and restrictions apply. Tokens expire at the end of the final game each day with an offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and or free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state. Terms at dkng.co/offer.
The Upstate Sports Leader, 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar FM, where the upstate sounds off.
East Main Furniture and Easley Lazy Boy Recliner and Lift Chair Labor Day Sale is going on through September 19th. Everything in stock at prices $4.99 and up. Come in and see the new styles and colors. They have the right recliner in colors and size for you. Don't see what you want? They can order one for you. This event will be over soon, so hurry in for the best selection. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, and on the web at eastmainfurnitureeasley.com or call 864-442-6054 today. Artwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
On the shores of Lake Kiawe, Welcome to Falls Park at Kiwi. With lots averaging about 2 acres, Falls Park at Kiwi offers legacy lots starting in the low 100s and heritage lots starting in the low 250s. With access to dock slips and the boat landing, your next home will be amid mature hardwoods, some with mountain or waterfall views. Interested buyers can place a fully refundable deposit and find out more at fallsparkatkiwi.com. Come home to Falls Park at Kiwi today.
UFC Fight Night is back, and the only place to catch every punch, kick, and knockout in full-on Sports Lodge glory is Twin Peaks. Settle in with scratch-made favorites, legendary wings, and 29-degree draft beer that hits colder than a heavyweight knockdown. With wall-to-wall TVs, you won't miss a single moment of the action. Grab your crew and make it a fight night to remember. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Whether you're heading to the tailgate or driving around the neighborhood, take on football season in style with your EZ-GO golf cart. As a proud Clemson supporter, join R&R Golf Carts, a local EZ-GO authorized dealer, as they give away an EZ-GO factory-certified pre-owned golf cart at every home game. They are fully inspected and certified from the manufacturer and come with all new parts and a factory warranty. 7 chances to win? Visit rnrgolfcarts.com to enter. Built to perform, certified to last.
When it's time to paint, the Upstate turns to Spectrum Paint, your source for Benjamin Moore paints. Visit them in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum for expert color matching, premium Benjamin Moore paints, and expert service. Whether you're a professional contractor or a do-it-yourselfer refreshing a room, their experts are here to help you get it right the first time. Stop by your nearest Spectrum Paint store or explore products, colors, and more at SpectrumPaint.com. Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned Benjamin Moore paint source.
Hi, this is Amanda from the Greenville County Youth Board. Did you know 1 in 5 teenagers in South Carolina reported that they currently use a vaping device? To some, vaping might seem harmless, but it contains nicotine, an incredibly addictive substance. If you or someone you know is currently struggling, it is important to remember that there's always a way out. The Phoenix Center can connect you with resources that can help. Call 864-467-3790 or visit phoenixcenter.org for more information or support today, because one hit can start a habit.
We are here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, anything to prevent pine beetles?
The most important thing we can do is to preventatively spray our trees. We're going to spray the bottom 8 feet of that tree because those bugs don't fly very well. They just bump into things and climb up and then they kill the tree. So a preventative spray, what we call a borer spray, because these are boring insects, depends on where you are, how bad the infestation is, but up to 7 times a year to spray to keep those bugs out.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.